This is GQDN for Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Excellent stuff, guys. Come on. Go to the checkout line once you get your drink mixes. Then go put in the code QUEST as your coupon code. So in the coupon box, put in the word QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a bit of Homeworld 3, we have a bit of AMD stuff, and we have some esports happening, some esports news anyway. But we begin with what happened last night, and that is Game Informer giving an overview of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Now, we do know that this is the most anticipated game for this year, and that has been told to us by the Game Award. But they being Square Enix, provided some deep, deep intel on the game. And some of those things goes to the pixelated done in 3D, which that can happen, the quests, and the amount of characters that you could play as, which goes anywhere from Cloud to Cat Sith, and the different combos for which they could do. Now, there's more stuff than that, but you'll have to watch the entire PlayStation video for it, because that's up on YouTube, and look for PlayStation, and you'll see state of play for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I gotta tell you, folks, it looks really good. It really does. Now, for everybody that's into World of Warcraft, WCCF Tech did say that Blizzard shared an update on what's going to happen in World of Warcraft for this year. So, the Cataclysm Classic Beta has been delayed. So here is what Holly Longdale did say about this. Quote, WoW Classic Hardcore Self-Found Mode is coming in late February, followed shortly by the beta for Cataclysm Classic. More news on that will be coming soon. For the 10.2.6 patch of Dragonflight, we created what we think is a unique event inspired by past musings from the community. We can say that it is open to anyone with a WoW subscription if they want to participate, Classic or Dragonflight players. That's all we're going to say. Sorry? Not sorry. Our goal is to continue to keep it secret and keep it safe. The speculation is great. We watched the reaction to the surprises in Season of Discovery and thought we'd try a similar but different approach for Dragonflight. That means there will be no PTR for a portion of the next content update we have traditionally done. What we can say is that it will be coming in March, a finer point, but the update will also include everything that's needed for Dragonflight Season 4, but will be hidden around after the launch of the couple update. We will make Season 4 available for testing in 10.2.6 PTR before it goes live. So they weren't just talking about Cataclysm, but there's no PTR for 10.2.6. And there is no date for Cataclysm to come out, at least in this article. Goblin will probably correct me on the weekly show, and that's fine. But since we were talking about Activision Blizzard, i.e. Xbox, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that PlayStation Studios doesn't compete with Xbox or Nintendo Studios. So Robert Morrison did say that the PlayStation Studios aren't in direct competition with either Xbox or Nintendo on a developer level. Now, he made those remarks because of the recent controversy, saying that Microsoft will be releasing some of their titles onto PlayStation. In fact, Xbox did not yet comment on the rumors. That'll happen next week, so pay attention to us, and we'll let you know what happens there. But he did get up on X and did give this explanation. Quote, there's an understandable concern by some that a perceived lack of competition could degrade quality of releases. At the developer level, PlayStation Studios don't compete against Xbox or Nintendo Studios. We are all driven by an internal desire to create the best work possible. Well, talk about competing. That sounds like an invite for a fight. Because, according to GamesRadar.com, Elden Ring was not impressed by this mobile game. Well, when I say this mobile game, it's a Genshin Impact style game. Now, earlier this week, we found out that Elden Ring was getting a free-to-play mobile game, which would be able to port with Genshin Impact. But the fans of the From Software title were skeptical on how the RPG would translate to mobile devices. And they were stating that the microtransactions and the requirements of players to explore the lands between only by tapping their screens. And by the way, that is the lands between they would have to explore. But even the Dark Souls fans were dismayed by not just the free-to-play and the microtransactions, they were also dismayed by Tencent plans. Here's what Illusionary Wall did say, quote, "I'm imagining a stressed developer somewhere being tasked with figuring out how to replace the crafting system with loot boxes." There's also some images from the Elden Ring mobile, leaked images, that is. Zeostorm did put up a couple on X. Warrior Posting also put up one. So, and some people are saying, "We don't want this. Oh God, no Genshin Ring." That's a fan on Reddit. We'll see what happens. Keep in mind, Diablo, Immortal, anyone? Just keep that in mind. Now, back to competitions, because Toronto Defiant has returned for the Overwatch Champions Series. This comes to us from esportsinsider.com, and the Canadian esports franchise called Toronto Defiant did announce that they have their entry in the newly created Overwatch Championship Series for the 2024 season. Now, we know that Overwatch League is done and over, but there's a new league being created because ESL and FaceIt Group did partner with the Overwatch team to launch the Overwatch Championship Series. So we'll see what happens. Be good. We also know that via ESTNN that the VCT 2024 China kickoff has announced its schedule along with other stuff. So how you can watch is on Twitch, Valorant Esports underscore CN, that's the China League, and YouTube.com Valorant Esports CN. Expect that to be in Chinese. The teams are All Gamers, Bilibili Gaming, Edward Gaming, FunPlus Phoenix, JD Gaming, Nova Esports, Tai Lu, Titan Esports Club, Trace Esports, Wolves Esports, and Dragon Ranger Gaming. So we shall see what indeed happened. I'm not going to get into the full schedule. That's a lot more information. But you know when and how to watch. Oh, wait, did I say when? Well, it starts on February 22nd, and that'll be 4 o'clock Eastern Time. That is 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, real early in the morning. Oh, by the way, Esports Insider did say that GameSquare did partner with MasterCard to create a Fortnite experience. So the North American esports and gaming company GameSquare did announce their partnership with MasterCard, and they're using Moonlight and Studios to restore the Forest Speedrun, and that'll be launched. Now there are some Twitch streamers that will help out with this. That'll be Masayoshi, Maya, I'm Dante. Those will be the ones that will promote this project. And they have some initiative where members will restore about 1 million trees in the area that could have the greatest impact on climate, biodiversity, and communities. GameSquare and the company has collaborated with Lyft, SiriusXM, and an American artist, SZA, for its Grammy Awards campaign. So they want to make things grow. Interesting. Gonna need some technology for that, though. But they don't have to. It's helpful for planning because there's an old AMD Athlon K7 Easter egg. Oh yeah, this comes to us from PCGamer.com, and it's a Texas thing. Now that launched way back in 1999, and it did have something that was in there of an Intel killer. See, the K7 chips were the gunslingers, and they had the bullet blasting guns itch right into their Silicon. So it's all about Texas. So here's what French and Frizz did say on X. Quote, AMD Athlon K7 Pluto top metal layer. A revolver and a Texas map can be found in one of the four corners. And some explanations about the stone relief. The relief contains AMD Athlon K7 series from Argon, Pluto, Thunderbird, Palomino, Thoroughbred, Barton. Yep, that might be some stuff in that chip. But PC Games N did say that in order to see it, you're going to need a video card. AMD Radeon RX 79 XT price did drop, and it's $100 cheaper than the RTX 4070 Ti Super. So, the AMD RX 7900 XT Sapphire Pulse is on Newegg, and it's for $700. So, would you get that? PC Games N did give their best video cards too, such as the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4070 Super, the AMD Radeon RX 7800 XT, that's number two. The RTX 4070 Super is number one. Number three is NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090, so on and so forth. I get too much into lists, I'm sorry. But you might get too much into this one. According to Eurogamer.net, Final Fantasy isn't the only demo that's out there. Homeworld 3 demo is now available on Steam, and it's 1 month away from its release, which is the 8th of March. The demo will end on the 12th of February. So 5 days, y'all. Go get it. And you can go check us out while you're doing that. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. You know you want to.